It's Monday, October 31st, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. A review of the cloud provider's earnings calls and Microsoft struggles with HoloLens. This is the Business of Tech. Some tech earnings calls to dig into. I wanted to get them all in together. Microsoft indicated they were expecting impacts to their cloud computing business due to the current economic landscape and that their security products are growing, up 33% from a year ago. The number of customers with more than four workloads was up 50% year over year. Cloud computing offset the decline in Windows, and the company also warned it saw a noteworthy drop in PC sales and ad spending in September, and expects both to continue this quarter. The company also noted deal moderation in their Microsoft 365 plans aimed at smaller businesses, and CFO Amy Hood suggested partner transition work impacted some revenue. Quote, we did see continued impact there with small and mid-sized customers in Q1, although it was not different than what we saw, frankly, in Q4, Hood said on the call. Google Cloud's third quarter beat Wall Street estimates. Google Cloud revenue, which includes Google Cloud Platform Services, Google Workspace Collaboration Tools, and other enterprise services, hit $6.9 billion, up 37.6% from $4.99 billion in the same quarter last year and 9.4% from this year's second quarter. In case you're wondering, Google Cloud is still in the red. Amazon also noted a slowdown. They missed their revenue prediction and are warning of possible further slowdowns. Forrester weighed in here too and corroborated similar IDC data. By 2024, the majority of legacy applications will receive some modernization to improve efficiency. As a result, the deployment of virtual machines to accelerate computing will be drastically reduced in the coming year. Forrester also predicts that Amazon Web Services will be under pressure in 2023 to match the security provisions of its main competitors in the cloud market, Google and Microsoft. Gartner, meanwhile, is warning that inflation could impact public cloud spending, with enterprises finding themselves under pressure to cut costs, the amount they spend on the public cloud could go down. Why do we care? One of the benefits of consumption models for customers is the ability to make changes. If customers slow, the provider feels that pain as well. This is a feature, not a bug. The road to the cloud was never going to be straight, so it's worth noting that the slowdown will come at a macro level for the big providers. That doesn't mean it's stopping. For many, we'll just stay the course. I note that planning for the variability would be a key takeaway for small providers. While I'm hitting up earnings and progress, here's some data on Microsoft's progress with HoloLens. The Wall Street Journal detailed the company's struggles to produce the device and noted that Microsoft has reportedly sold around 300,000 units of its HoloLens headset since launch. There have been two generations of HoloLens headsets, and Microsoft has plans over uncertainty about the platform's future. The current HoloLens 2 is priced at $3,500, and Microsoft has been targeting developers and enterprise customers from the beginning. Why do we care? I've been hopeful that commercial applications for augmented reality would be a space to watch. So far, the news isn't good. With Meta spewing cash on the metaverse and Microsoft struggling, I think it's safe to say that the put a set of goggles on your face version is still a distant future. PC-matic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust default deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Happy Halloween! It's also National Caramel Apple Day, which seems messy for the Halloween bucket, and National Doorbell Day, of which there wouldn't be a good Halloween. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.